Shut up and sit down.
Welcome back to another episode of News, Glorious News, Hot Gossip and Mustard. Episode 9. In today's episode, I'm not going to be doing the news. I thought I might get rid of that segment because you can look it up online for yourself and probably get a better judge of what's going on without me yapping all over it, making little comments. You can do it. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the Marvel Netflix universe, why it's different to the cinematic universe, and what I really, really like about the shows, and what I fucking hate about some others. So, let's get on with it, shall we? Now, this cinematic universe started all the way back in 2008 with Marvel's Iron Man, with Robert Downey Jr., and then it's just gone on from there, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They're fighting aliens, there's beams in the sky, there's a green monster thing, there's heaps of shit. Sorry about the sound of my voice, by the way, I am a little bit ill. That's why I haven't made an episode in a while, I felt a little bit under the weather. But let's move on from that, shall we? So, with the cinematic universe of Marvel, it's always bigger the next movie. They're either going to space the next movie, and then they're fighting a bigger villain, and then it just goes on and on and on and on. So, what Marvel wanted to do with this Netflix universe is get characters that could be grounded, that aren't crazily overpowered, and could do this stuff on the street, deal with the drug dealers, deal with all the criminals down there. So, what they did is in 2015, Jesus, 2 years already, I'm old. I'm getting old. Anywho, Daredevil came out in 2015 and was loved by fans. People loved it because it was violent. It showed blood. It had cursing. It showed the impact of what would happen if this man existed in the real world. It wasn't sugar-coated. It wasn't all colors and all this. It was drab. It was in the heart of New York. It was gloomy. It was fantastic. And what Daredevil Season 1 did so well is it showed the violence for a reason. It didn't do it to sell the show. It did it to show the impact of what this man had, what he was doing to the people's lives that he was beating up, and what they were doing to him. Now, everyone knows Daredevil. I'm not going to get into the characters, because if you're listening to this, hopefully you have seen these Netflix shows. I just want to talk about what's good about these shows, what's bad about them. So Daredevil Season 1 is a show that I absolutely loved. It was 13 episodes, so pretty much 13 hours, but it flew by so quickly, because it started off with a bang, you got invested in these characters, and then when it sort of slowed down, didn't show so much fights, you were still invested. You still wanted to see what these characters were up to, even if they were sitting in a board meeting. And Charlie Cox, who plays Matt Murdock, aka Daredevil, does a fantastic job. Can't even hear his little English accent. Does such an American one. Does very, very good. And his foe in this, unlike the goddamn Marvel Cinematic Universe, where it's all aliens and big monsters, or it's just people going crazy for no reason and being lunatics. No, it was Kingpin, played by Vincent D'Onofrio, and he did a great job. They sort of made out that you don't know if there's something wrong with him mentally or not. You don't really see him as a formidable foe at the start because you see Daredevil kicking so much ass, and then you finally get introduced to this character of Kingpin, and you're like, what the hell's this guy's deal? Is he all right in the head or what? And then you see him violently smash the living shit out of a henchman's head in a car door and takes the head off, and then you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, if Daredevil fights this guy, that's going to be a fucking struggle. That's going to be a nightmare. So I really, really like the villain in this show as well, and Charlie Cox's performance. And another thing I love about this show is that the fight scenes have weight to them. It's not Captain America flipping around, throwing his shield, running about, not getting tired. I know he's a super soldier and all that, but come on, stamina. We're not that great. But Daredevil, there's a fantastic fight in a hallway. And it shows Daredevil, they try to do it as a continuous shot, and you see him just pulverizing these people. And they are getting some good hits in as well, but it shows them going down. And as you know in movies, if they go down after one hit, they stay down. And sometimes they'll get back up, and if they get back up, they're absolutely fine. But no, it shows these henchmen getting up, because this is their job. They're like, if we don't kick this guy's ass, if we don't fucking kill him, he's gonna just brutally kick their shit out of us. So they're getting up slowly, they're grabbing onto walls, they're all puffed, they're winded. And that's what I loved about it. It had weight to the fight. And even Daredevil at the end of it, he just falls over a guy because he's that exhausted from whooping that much ass. So Daredevil Season 1 is a fantastic way for Netflix to like branch out for this universe. It was a huge success. People love this show. And I'm one of them. Not being a little bit of a nerd, but I love it. I know Daredevil Season 2 was not the next Netflix show, but we're just going to stick with Daredevil for now. Get it out of the way, know what I mean? Get it out of the bloody way. Then we can get to the good stuff. The ones I thought were a little bit meh. Daredevil Season 2, it still follows the same story of Matt Murdock. He's got his suit now, he's got the full costume, but it introduces the character of the Punisher. Now, this season was not as good as season one. It did drag a little bit. It did have a lot slower moments because it had a lot of characters to get to and show their backstory. But the adding of the Punisher was great. John Bernthal, or whatever, however you say his name, the man from The Walking Dead and Wolf of Wall Street and all that, he did such a great job showing that this character of the Punisher, he's not just some psychotic killer. He's been hurt. His mind's fractured. He's got a vendetta against the people that murdered his family. And the violence when he is on screen is just ridiculous. But again, it's not violent for the sake of being violent. It's violent for the character. It's not like they're making Spider-Man slit someone's throat. No. They're making the Punisher kill people because you know what the Punisher does? He punishes people by torturing them and then killing them. Really, really good job with the Punisher there. And it was great casting all round. And they also introduced the character of Elektra, which is Matt Murdock's love interest in the comics and all this and that. And she was played by Elodie Young. Couldn't say the name too well. But she also did a great job. But then again, it focused a lot on her in season two towards the back end. And you're sitting there going, this is a Daredevil show. I want to say Daredevil, get out there. Daredevil, come on. Come on. Sorry to anyone wearing headphones. I know that would have hurt. So, yeah, the Daredevil Season 1 and 2, both great. Season 2 did have a little bit of flaws. It did drag a little bit. But again, very grounded, very good, very gritty, and quite a fun show. I loved it. Moving on to number 2. This is the second show that came out in the Netflix universe for Marvel, and it was Jessica Jones, played by Kristen Ritter. Now, Jessica Jones, don't know much about her in the comics, but I know she is sort of like a superhuman, kind of. She's got super strength, and she is very, very tough. And see what they did with this? They didn't write her in such a way where she is in bar fights all the time fighting these henchmen where she can just throw them around. That's not interesting to watch. It's good to see Daredevil do that because he's a man. He's a blind man who, if he finds the right foe, could whoop his ass. But her, who's going to beat her up? So no, they did a sort of crime noir thing with this show. They scaled it back. They did a crime story. She was on the hunt for people that wronged her, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, even though I said you hopefully would have watched this, but if there are people out there, I won't spoil the show for you. And it's great to see. It was a breath of fresh air coming off Daredevil. It was great to just see a story based solely on sort of just detective work, and it was a character study of this girl who had been fucked over in the past and now is mentally drained and exhausted. She's drinking, she hates her job, she hates all this, and it's got a great cast as well. Rachel Taylor, Australia's Own, plays like her best friend and her support throughout the show and gets her going. And David Tennant, who we know as the Doctor from Doctor Who, he was great as Kilgrave, who is the main bad guy in this show, who says something and people have to do it. So he's not an intimidating man to look at, but hearing that power, you don't want to be near him. You don't want him to be like, all right, put your hand in that blender. All right, turn the fucking blender on, cut your hand off. No, thank you. I don't want to. You don't want to do it. But he did such a great job. And the whole show, again, 13 episodes, but it flew by. Because each episode was sprinkled with a little bit of an over-the-top thing that you're like, oh, shit. What the hell could happen next? And then the rest, it was just filtered out with the conversation, the crime fighting, all this and that. And you're like, that's awesome. Yeah, I really, really like that. And in Jessica Jones, it also introduced another character that will eventually get his own show. Luke Cage, played by Mark Coulter, who is also like a superhuman. He's got impenetrable skin, he's got super strength. And again, it didn't show him doing a crazy man in the show. He was sort of a love interest to Jessica Jones. You got to know that character before he got his own show, which was good. He was a great actor, Mike Coulter, and it showed a bar scene with him just throwing people around. You're like, well, this man is not going to be matched by anyone. So it was great to see. So really, really good job. Good writing on Jessica Jones, and Jessica Jones looks great. The use of colors in this show and the cinematography is all very, very good. All right, let's get on to Luke Cage. And Luke Cage, I'm tepid on. I'm a little bit tepid. I think most people out there are tepid on Luke Cage. I'm not going to smash talk it yet. Let's save that for Iron Fist, shall we? No, I'm not going to smash talk it because Luke Cage, like I said, Mike Coulter is a phenomenal actor as Luke Cage. And Mahershala Ali, Oscar winner now, was a fantastic villain. I won't mention the other villain. I'm not going to spoil it, like I said. But Mike Coulter plays Luke Cage, a man who is impenetrable. He is a force to be reckoned with. And the one problem I have with this show, actually, I'll save the problem. I'll get to the good stuff first. This show looks great as well. It's a very, very, it's like a blaxploitation film from the 70s. It shows the black power and all this and that, which is great. And it's awesome to see that character come to life in such a big way. He's like Harlem's savior, all this and that. It features like live music throughout the show, and you're like, well, that's setting the mood for it all. It's really, really good. So, I'm going to stop kissing its ass just for a second now, and now I'm going to tell you the problems that I have with Luke Cage. First up, like I said with Jessica Jones, they wrote her in such a way where she wouldn't have to be in pointless fights, that she would whoop everyone's ass, all this and that. They attempted to do this, but with poor writing. Luke Cage is a force to be reckoned with, a man who is impenetrable and could pop your head off with his fist. So when he goes into a room to petty thugs and is like, I want this gang operation shut down, you'd think to yourself, break a rib, break an arm, or do something like that. Tell them, like, oh, no, you're not doing this anymore. I'm going to fuck you up if you keep going. Obviously, I know he doesn't probably want to kill people, but still, do something. Do anything. Don't just walk out of the room and be like, all right, I'll be back. That's the one thing I have, like, problem I have with this show. The writing of it made him seem like not a dickhead, not an idiot, but just a bit slow. Like, come on, Luke, you could just absolutely fuck people up. But again, compliments to the show on looking fantastic. All these Marvel Netflix shows use the color of their character in such a good way. Daredevil, obviously being a red character, they use red in such a way where it like reflects off the water and puddles and shit when he's fighting. Jessica Jones, because David Tennant was in the comic books, he plays Kilgrave, who is literally purple. They use a lot of purples in this show. Again, looks phenomenal because it's all filmed at night. You see how there's lights. Luke Cage, a yellow kind of lighting is used, and that is great in all the club scenes that he's in. So, again, Luke Cage, it's a good show, but it does. This is the one show where I started watching it, and I thought, wow, the 13 episodes may be a little bit too long. Let's maybe like push it down to 9 or so. So, that's my opinion on Luke Cage. Now, let's get on to Iron Fist, the show that has been getting raped. Didn't want to use the word, but it has been getting absolutely violently raped up the bumhole. Not saying there's anything wrong with a bit of up the bumhole, but rape's probably pretty bad. So, Iron Fist, it's a show that came out this year, didn't even come out that long ago, and it stars Finn Jones, the man from Game of Thrones. He plays Danny Rand, the Iron Fist. Also stars David Wenham as the mustache-twirling villain, I'll get to him later, who I got a little bit of a problem with. And Jessica Henwick, who plays Iron Fist, like, love interest, sorry, I forgot the name. There's others. It's a well-acted show, I'll give it that, but the problem with Iron Fist is, it does the opposite to the other three shows, in which they start off with such a bang, like episode 1 and 2. They start off with such a great opener and second episode that you are hooked. You're invested in these characters and you want to see what happens next. So you will watch the more tiresome episodes, the more slow episodes, just to see what will happen next. But Iron Fist starts with these episodes. The first 5 are boardroom meetings, him not using his Iron Fist. Not a lot anyway. And but slowly trying to convince people that he's Danny Rand. You don't know what his intentions for wanting his company back are. Where did he get trained? He keeps saying it, but you want to see it. And that's the problem I have with this show. Not the acting. The acting's fine. The writing's a little bit meh. And the choreography as well. So let's get on to it. Iron Fist is a character in the Marvel comics that is meant to be the greatest martial artist. Now, mind you, I haven't read any Iron Fist comics before. I'm just going off what the internet's telling me. And we all know the internet is correct 100% of the time. So when I watched this show, I was expecting crazy martial arts, like him flipping about and just whooping ass, not even noticing anything. He has the power of an Iron Fist. He's got a goddamn dragon's heart in his arm or whatever the hell that thing is. He can pop people apart. But no, Daredevil looks like a better fighter because of the choreography on Daredevil. It looks like Daredevil could kick this guy's ass in a minute. It's really, really bad. It's like Finn Jones didn't have enough time to study his move. It's all a stunt double. You can see when they do it. Obviously, they flip a hood on or something to cover him up. A lot of quick cuts. It's really, really poorly done. I'm not a stunt coordinator, a fight choreographer, whatever you call it, but I couldn't do any better. Couldn't do even close to what they do. But you've got the budget of the Netflix shows. We've seen it being done with Daredevil. Do it for Iron Fist. Make him a formidable foe. And again, a writing issue with this as well is they did take his powers away. A power that he can use all the time. He can use it. No, they took it away. They took it away. Can't use the Iron Fist all the time. Why would that be unfun to watch, wouldn't it? Can't do it because he's got no chi left. He's got to get his chi ready. Or can't do it, he's had alcohol and all of this stuff. And it was such a disappointment to see. I was so excited to see this show for the sheer fact of the kung fu element of it and the martial arts side of it. I wanted it to be another beat-em-up like Daredevil. And I know people are saying, well, every show has its own feel. every show. Daredevils of Street Fighter, Jessica Jones, noir kind of feel, Luke Cage, blaxploitation. Iron Fist is... I'll tell you what Iron Fist is. Iron Fist is pretty much ER with a superhero on it. All right, ER or The Bold and the Beautiful, any midday soap opera that your mum would watch or your grandma would watch, that's exactly what Iron Fist is. It's fucking boring. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to say, oh, they did this right. They did. The acting's great. The acting's fine. Finn Jones did a fine job. Jessica Henwick did a fine job. But let me tell you, who didn't do the greatest job because he was written poorly. Not the fact that he's not a great actor. David Wenham. He was written so poorly. He was obviously a bad guy. He was a mustache-twirling villain. They didn't even try to portray him otherwise. You're sitting there going, this guy's a fucking dick. And they try to give him an angle of why he's a dick, but he's a dick. He's a dick. You see him shove a sword in a guy's head. He's a dickhead. So these are my opinions on the Marvel Netflix shows. And my opinion on the Marvel Netflix shows is higher than mine of the Marvel Cinematic Universe because of the sheer fact that these things have weight to them. You can feel a character's like stress. You'd sit there and go, holy shit, if this character gets injured or shot or like fucked up in a fight, you feel the impact of that. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, when they're fighting, a bunch of aliens that are like 30,000 of them, they're just whooping their ass. What character impact does that have? It's none. You don't sit there worried about it. Not a chance at all. Now, it was a short speech, but I just wanted to get my opinion out there. Hopefully you enjoy this episode. Hopefully you really, really enjoy it. You can find me at Warm Yeti. That's warmyeti2eyes@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at newsgloriousnew @twitter.com or whatever you say. You can also find me on Podomatic at newsgloriousnews hot gossip and mustard. You can also find me on Facebook at newsgloriousnews hot gossip and mustard. Please find me on iTunes under the exact same names I've just given twice. Please leave a like, comment, subscribe, follow. Do all them things. My speaking a little bit too quick for you right now. Let's see if you can figure out what this says.
You look at me. If not.